grass was burned up, so you didn't need to mow your lawn. All right? These are the one, you're going to notice a one-third judgment attached to most of these. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea was turned to blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star blazing like a torch fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. And the name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. The fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night. Just like the first four seal judgments, the first four trumpet judgments form a cluster. They are intense, and they are severe. Notice the first trumpet is hail and fire mixed with blood. That is really one that ought to make you think of what happened in Egypt. Because it is not until Pharaoh looks out and sees hail and fire that the Bible says he repents of his sin. It didn't last very long, but the Bible specifically says there was something about that judgment that really got to him. Why? What is unique about hail and fire? What is hail? It is ice. What does fire do to ice? They are mutually exclusive. They should not exist together. And Pharaoh saw that and said, surely this is the finger of God. Magicians cannot defy the law of nature. Fire diminishes ice and water. Now, along with this, we also are reminded of the first of the plagues in Egypt when the water is turned to blood, and we're going to see that begin. Second trumpet, a mountain is thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turns to blood, and the living creatures die, as well as a third of the ships. Now, the third trumpet, we're going to see something fall from the sky, but here, it's not something that's falling from the sky, this mountain, it's something that's here. So maybe a volcano, maybe some sort of seismic activity. I was listening to someone who was talking about the fact that there are some seismologists and geologists who are very concerned about this shelf that has developed over there in Hawaii, because of that one particular volcano, and they're very concerned because as this has gone on and on and on, that this incredibly large shelf has been forming out in the ocean, and a large seismic activity could break that thing off and literally drop a mountain into the ocean. And you can just imagine the tidal waves and the problems that could happen like that. Now, that's a good place to stop and say speculation, okay? The Lord didn't tell me which mountain it was. He just said a mountain. So it's a wait and see. But it is significant to take note of the fact that some of the things that are described in this book, there was a time in our history when we simply didn't have the smarts to know it could really happen. We didn't have the science and the technology to understand that these kinds of things could happen. Now we do. So if someone wants to speculate, hey, here's a situation that could be catastrophic if it happened. So be it. Don't freak out about it. Don't get overwhelmed by it. Be aware of it. If you believe the Lord, it doesn't matter where it's going to happen. If you really believe the Word of God, you already know it's going to happen. And it's going to happen. The third trumpet, a great star falls to earth on the waters, and a third of the rivers and springs turn bitter. Now this is interesting because the second trumpet is affecting salt water, the oceans and the seas. The third trumpet is now affecting fresh water, springs, the water that we drink. This is probably something that many of you are familiar with, but I'm sure that the Lunds are familiar with this. Interesting thing about the name of this star is that it is called Wormwood. And the reason I say I think the Lunds might be aware of this, or if they're not, they're probably not going to be too thrilled to hear this, seeing that Scott is over there in Russia, is that the Ukrainian word for wormwood or bitter is Chernobyl. And now, what does that mean? Well, we're going to get into a section of judgments that really can only be described as supernatural. But in the trumpet judgments, we are seeing some things that may be happening by natural catastrophe, whether it's a meteorite or whatever, a comet that comes too close, whatever it may be. Some of these things can happen because of natural disasters. And by the way, folks, if you don't want to believe me, just go to the movies. Let me tell you who the greatest prophet in America is today. Hollywood. Hollywood is screaming the truth to you about what's coming. They have a different agenda, but they're telling you the truth. Deep Impact, about a comet hitting the planet. Folks, that's not make-believe. The Bible says it's going to happen. Armageddon, same basic theme. And let me tell you about Titanic. I was amazed at all the interviews they did, but one thing stuck in my spirit, and I heard it numerous times. Over and over, the generation that launched the Titanic made the statement, even God couldn't sink her. You know, that's like being the 90-pound weakling and going kicking sand in the face of the Dallas Cowboy line. You know, that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. God is not mocked. If Titanic is anything, it is prophetic of a country like America that's forging ahead thinking that we are just all that. And God's about to say, no, you're not. Three times I have heard our president make the statement, we are the indispensable country. Three times I have cried out, dear God in heaven, forgive us, we don't believe that. That's exactly what Nebuchadnezzar said shortly before being driven out for 7 years. I don't care what your politics are, folks. I care what your theology is. You don't mock God. And we've been doing it. And God has a judgment for it.